Confirmed, inflation is running higher, but is that so bad? Plus, how one might rig a market tied to the VIX volatility index, even though it would be wrong to do so. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. When volatility returned to financial markets this month, concerns about inflation driving higher interest rates was an oft-repeated explanation. Well, today, data from the government reinforces that view. The key reading on inflation, the Consumer Price Index, rose more than expected by 0.5% for January. Taking food and energy out, which can oscillate month to month, the core rate of inflation also went up, meaning it rose 1.8% over the last year. Futures prices had been running higher, but turned down as soon as that inflation data hit. And we find the Dow Jones Industrial Average down a bit. It's down 49 points, 0.2%. Both the S&P and the NASDAQ are each down 0.3%. A benchmark for interest rates is up now to 2.88% for the yield on the government's 10-year note. Let's get a professional to look at this. Susan Schmidt is Senior Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
All right. What do you make of this? I mean, more inflation than expected for January. How far do you go with that idea?
More inflation, but ever so slightly more. So if we take out food and energy, the more inflation, the actual number came in at 0.3%. Expected was 0.2%. Yes, it's a little bit ahead of expectations, but not dangerously so. And so I think what we're still seeing is a market that is very emotional. We're seeing the return of volatility, and we're going to see back and forth action around that number as people absorb it.
I know, because market participants were expecting 3, maybe 4 interest rate increases this year from engineered by the Federal Reserve. It's not like this is going to be 5 or 6 or 7 based on the data today.
That's exactly right. So let's back up a step. Remember that Jay Powell has just taken over as chairman of the Fed. And whenever we have that type of transition, the new chairman's very careful in how they message. The Fed will continue to be very careful in looking at the underlying economic data and not making any rash moves. So expect them to stay the course. So in this type of market environment with this volatility, when people are talking about inflation and focusing on that, it's really important to remember to step back and look at the bigger picture.
Indeed. And remember, we were clamoring for inflation to show that finally the economy isn't just sort of growing, but it's really growing. Now we got it.
Exactly. And that's the ultimate irony of this, is that people are very concerned about inflation this morning. We're focused on this number. And yet, we've been looking for inflation for years. We've wanted this number to creep up to show a healthier economy. And so now that it's finally here, this is, of course, reminiscent of the market just doesn't like to be surprised. And anytime there's a change, there's going to be a little bit of a disruption. Wait until the end of the month when we have the semiannual statement from the Fed to Congress. We'll see Jay Powell talking to Congress, talking about what's going on. And in the meanwhile, expect some volatility and some bumps along the road.
Imagine somebody opening their paycheck and they get a raise and they say, oh, my goodness, what are the implications for inflation? Said no worker in the history of the universe, right?
No one has ever opened a paycheck with a raise and come back and said, oh, wait, I think you gave me too much. I'm not sure if does this match the CPI? I think my cost of living adjustment might not be balanced.
Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
When financial markets got topsy-turvy this month, a key index that tracks market volatility woke up from its long slumber, shot skyward, and settled back down some. Some people who bet using this VIX lost a lot of money. Now, an anonymous source has approached financial regulators saying the VIX may be rigged. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission were contacted, according to Reuters. But the Wall Street Journal today is reporting that the industry's self-regulator, FINRA, has started an initial probe into this VIX index, created, owned, and operated out of Chicago. For more on how one might manipulate this fear gauge, let's turn to Columbia University law professor and financial regulation expert John Coffey.
FINRA only has jurisdiction over broker-dealers, and that suggests they suspect that broker-dealers are doing something to manipulate prices to influence the VIX contract.
All right. Well, we'll see what their actual investigation turns up. Now, the VIX, this is an index out of Chicago that tracks volatility, but it's not just an index like the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There are products that the Chicago Board Options Exchange, it's actually called now the CBOE, that they actually sell based on the VIX.
There is a futures contract that allows you to bet which way the VIX is going to go. And the novel idea here is that some brokers may have found they can influence the VIX futures contract cheaply by trading in the options exchanges. Option dealers know that people trading against them are often informed traders who know more than they and know about future events. And it's well known. Academic articles have shown that the option market does predict future stock market prices. But now with this VIX contract, it may be possible for a small amount of money to influence a much larger contract on the futures market. So you maybe even waste money on the options exchange trying to push a price up while losing money. But in so doing, you benefit a larger bet you made over on the futures exchange, and that can be very economical.
All right, so maybe rigging, but we have no idea. They're going to start looking into it now.
Well, it's a plausible strategy. Whether it's occurred, I couldn't possibly tell you.
If you were going to rig, that's where you'd start. All right, I get it.
You want to rig the market at the cheapest possible price, and it's cheaper to do it through options trading.
Always good to get the wisdom of John Coffey, a professor of the Columbia Law School. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.
And two theories on when to take a top job, when the company is flying high and the work is easy, or take a top job when the chips are down for the organization so you don't get blamed for the mess and can take credit for improvements. Which brings us to news today that the Taco Bell guy is taking over for the Chipotle founder. Chipotle Mexican Grill has been a mess ever since its food sickened customers 3 years ago. Taco Bell, for its part, has become very social media savvy under Brian Nickel, where the tacos mixed with the Doritos thing has been a breakout hit. Meanwhile, Chipotle stock is down by nearly two-thirds since the scandal broke, but with the new fellow on the way, that stock is up 12% this morning. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.